Little over 50 years ago, I was a student at Onondaga Community College, and I saw a sign. Hi, this is David Pilch, pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor for the day. The sign advertised a Bible study coming during the lunch hour, and not knowing much about the Bible, I decided to go. That decision changed my whole life. While I was there, someone gave me a little booklet, a tract, that talked about putting Jesus on the throne of your life. I had never heard the gospel message presented this way, and within a short time, I asked Jesus to be in charge of me. Later, I memorized Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. And the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Little booklets or gospel tracts are a great way to share your faith. Recently, I saw a gospel tract that said, "Faith is for weak people." Wow, that got my attention. And then it stated, "Responding to the top 10 objections to the gospel." So under faith is for weak people, says this. We have faith when we trust pilots to fly us, doctors to treat us, and surgeons to operate us. We trust elevators when we step into them, as well as history books, scientists, bankers, and traffic lights. When the Bible speaks of faith in God, it is not speaking of a blind belief that he exists. We know that as a fact because of creation. It's speaking rather of trusting his integrity and especially his promise of everlasting life. In the past, when I am talking to someone and they say, "God is a crutch," I would say, "God healed my broken leg, so I don't need a crutch." My point is, I try to have gospel tracts or literature to give to people in my car so I can pass on the good news of the gospel. By the way, you can order that little tract I just mentioned from livingwaters.com. Let's pray. Father, thank you for those who supply tools to make us more effective in sharing our faith. Motivate us as Christians to be strong and courageous as we share the hope we have in our hearts that you've given us through the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Remember, livingwaters.com. This is Pastor David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.